Radio 1. Dance. Listen, baby. We're ready. Lift me up. From the underground. Lift me up. To the arena. Everybody dancing.
This is Radio 1's residency.
Tonight.
On the residency.
Eliza Rose.
This program contains language that you might find offensive.
You have been warned.
Hello everybody, this is Eliza Rose and you are listening to BBC Radio 1's Residency. I am going to be taking you through for the next 4 weeks during the month of October. This is also my birthday month and this is also my birthday week, so shout out to all the Libras out there. So because I just turned none of your business a few days ago, I thought it would be fitting for me to do a mixed kind of take me as I am. So I'm going to be sharing with you some of my favourite records from across the musical spectrum. So expect a little bit of everything today. We kicked off with Thankful, which was a beautiful reggae cover by a band called One Blood. And now we are going into some jazz funk by Donald Byrd. This track is called Dominoes.
Oh, pretty baby, dry eyes, don't you know it can't be that bad? How it hurts my pretty baby when I see you sitting there so sad. No need to worry about tomorrow, and yesterday is gone. So raise the chin up, girl, and we will work our problems out one by one. They will laugh and sing and say that everything's alright. So let's not worry about tomorrow while we got each other here tonight. Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never know, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes.
Radio 1's Residency with Eliza Rose.
Oh, pretty baby, dry eyes, don't you know it can't be that bad? How it hurts me, pretty baby, when I see you sitting there so sad. No need to worry about tomorrow, and yesterday is gone. So raise the chin up, girl, and we will work our problems out one by one. Hold me tight, don't let go.
Song. I feel like if this song was a person, they would be really hot and cool. Anyway, you are listening to Eliza Rose on the BBC Radio 1 Residency. That's a bit of a tongue twister. And I wanted to mention, before we go too much further, that this next 4 weeks is going to be 100% vinyl shows. Little bit pretentious, I know, but I do feel like record culture has definitely seen a revival recently, and I feel like despite there being a revival, it can be quite a daunting experience for some people, especially if they're just starting out or wanting to get into playing records. And so I'm kind of hoping to be able to share some tricks and tips and my experiences in working in a record shop over the next few weeks. So if you do have any questions, make sure you tweet BBC R1 and let me know, and I'll try and get back to you in the next show and have some answers for you. Talk about anything that you might be interested in. That last track was called Turnaround by a band called Heatwave, and I've got to say that it's possibly one of my favourite songs ever. It's definitely in my top five. So the first tip of the show is to exercise patience when record shopping. So when I first picked up that album, which is called Candles, I really didn't like any of the tracks and I was about to put it down, but for some reason I decided to persevere. And the last track I listened to was Turn Around, and I'm really glad that I did because it's one of my favourite songs. So playing now, we have Do You Speak French by Night School. This came out in 1978 on AVI Records, and there is a little bit of snap, crackle and pop that you might hear. There it goes. It's well loved and the records are old, but you know, it's all part of the drama, babes. It's all part of the vinyl culture. So hopefully you won't judge too much and hopefully it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful version of a very wonderful classic. It's Nights Over Egypt, of course, and this is a Masters at Work remix. We're getting on a little bit more of a disco-y house tip now, and we're going to have that for the next two tracks, so I hope you're going to enjoy them.
Bye.
So we're about halfway through the first show and I've just realised I haven't really introduced myself properly. My name is Eliza Rose, I'm a DJ, I'm a singer and I'm a producer. I recently had a track out with Interplanetary Criminal called Bota, Baddest of Them All. Hopefully you might know it. I'm going to be taking you through for the next 4 weeks and kind of focusing in on playing just vinyl. I've got 4 very special shows planned for you and I'm really excited to share. If you have any questions or you want to know anything about collecting records or playing records, hit me up on BBCR1 on Twitter and ask away and I will endeavour to help you as best I can.
Come closer and closer, yeah. Original, they never will be.
last track was Nate Dogg's Nobody Does It Better, DJ Della remix. That is definitely one of my prized possessions. I managed to pick up the first pressing for it quite cheap, and it's now worth a pretty penny, so I'm very pleased with that find. You can actually also pick it up on Plastic People for a lot cheaper, so if you're feeling that, you are still able to kind of grab it at an affordable price. Coming in now is a track that I've been absolutely rinsing throughout summer, and if you've seen me play anytime this summer, you've probably heard me play this tune. It's Masters in Disguise, it's called Hands Up. I picked this up on Discogs for about £2 and it's still going for about £2. I think that there's a notion that records are going to really break the bank, and actually if you're willing to look, you can still find really good bits for cheap.
Put your hands up in the air, put your hands up in the air, put your hands up.
everyone, this is Eliza Rose and you are listening to the BBC Radio 1 Residency. Playing now, we've got possibly the most perfect garage tune in my opinion. It's Realize by Strictly Dubs, aka Jeremy Sylvester. I actually got to meet Jeremy this summer in Dimensions, Croatia. I'm not going to lie, I don't get starstruck, but I was feeling in my feels. I was fangirling a little bit. I just feel like this man is a genius and he's just contributed so much to the scene. He made the scene and I'm just was in awe. So yeah, big up Jeremy, man. So much respect for you.
Thank you.
Blessing us with her gorgeous vocals and Joe Vanelli on the remix. The track is called Where Is My Man? So, unfortunately, this is the last track of today's mix. But the good news is we've got three more wonderful weeks to go. I'm finishing off with Sonique, Feel So Good. This is the Soul Food Club mix of the well-known track. And I had to make sure I finished off on this amazing woman. She paved the way for so many of us. And she's a complete and utter inspiration to me. And I wanted to just, you know, bless you with this beautiful tune to end the show. You've been listening to Eliza Rose on the BBC Radio 1 Residency. I hope you enjoyed, and I will catch you next week.
Always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe, I still be bonafide.
should let you know.